Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast, the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. Ready to talk insights and inspiration with today's guest, here's your host, Josh Cobb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Real Estate Pros Podcast. This is the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. As the announcer very kindly mentioned, my name is Josh Cobb, and today I'm going to be joined by Shannon Davis from Metropole Property Group and Image Property Management. Shannon is going to share with us his story from the time he started in the real estate industry, his experience in Michael Yardney's Metropole organisation, and how he came to be in the real estate industry after being a school teacher for many years. But before we catch up with Shannon, I have another exciting discovery this week I'd like to share with you. So let's do that right now.
Today's show is brought to you by Business Depot, real estate specialists, accountants, and business advisors. From startup to growth or succession, muscle up and raise the bar of your real estate business. Check them out at businessdepot.com.au.
So this week I'd like to tell you about something called the Fascination Advantage Test by branding expert Sally Hogshead. She has an amazing book called How the World Sees You, which is based on her research of over 5 years, which she eventually called the Fascinate System. You would have heard of Myers-Briggs and all sorts of other personality profiling tests, but this is something completely different because it doesn't discover how you see the world, it discovers how the world sees you and identifies your unique advantages and your dormant advantages. The test only takes about 4 minutes to complete, and after 28 short questions, you get this really in-depth customized report. I've taken the test myself and it's crazy how spot on this is, but it's also really easy to interpret and apply to the relationships and connections we have with people. I think it's an amazing tool if you want to build not only your personal brand, but your company culture. And I'd really encourage you to go take the test yourself, see what results you get, and then pass it on to your friends, family, and colleagues. You have to go and try this out. You can find all of the information at www.howtofascinate.com. Go to the products page and select the Fascination Advantage Report. I've also put a link to an excerpt of the book Sally wrote in today's show notes on our website, which I know you'll enjoy as well. So with that, let's transition into today's interview. So I'm excited about introducing our featured guest today, Shannon Davis. Shannon wears a couple of hats in the real estate industry. He is the principal of Image Property Management in Brisbane and also the director of Metropole Properties Brisbane, which is a buyer's advocacy service started by Michael Yardney back in 1979 to help home buyers and investors with property advice. Shannon began his career as a primary school teacher working in Brisbane, London and Italy, spanning from 1997 to 2007. In 2009, Shannon joined the ranks of property management and eventually took ownership of Image Property Management. In October 2013, Shannon became head property strategist for Brisbane in Michael Yardney's Metropole organisation. Shannon has been a guest on Real Estate Talk, Your Home on 4BC, Arik Lounge, and his expert opinions appear in Australian Property Investor magazine and Winning in Property Management Resources. Shannon, I've given our listeners just a brief overview, but take a minute, tell us a little bit about you personally, and then give us an overview of your business.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, well, I'm the principal of Image Property Management, which was a specialist property management company founded in 2004, and under my leadership since 2010. As you mentioned, I'm formerly a school teacher and I found that to be a very rewarding career, but I wanted to make property my full-time passion. I thought I could improve the property management space based on some of the service that I was experiencing as an investor. And because I'm a buy and hold investor as well, I've never really wanted to venture into sales, wanted to look as a priority, look after investors and their property investments.
And explain to our listeners why you got into property management. What was the appeal behind that?
Yeah, it was 2009 that I got into it and started at the bottom. I wanted to experience everything from property management. I didn't want to have other people tell me how it was needed to be done. Mm-hmm. And I wanted better communication and advice. I think one of the things I was experiencing, especially when my property was vacant, people couldn't tell me the feedback from open homes or, what their price point. And often the advice was, let's just leave it another 7 days. And, to investors, vacancy is the number one enemy. And when you're having to find your own mortgage and the mortgage on an investment property, it can be really telling.
Is there a story that you can pick out in particular and sticks out in your mind from back in those days that you were in that situation and how that made you feel? Was there a story that sticks out?
Yeah, I think probably the first time I had vacancy. Everything the first time is always exacerbated, the fear of the unknown. But for me, interest rates were a lot higher than they are now. The yield was a bit lower than it is now, so there was quite a gap to make up. And when your rent is $0 a week, which essentially it is when it's vacant, you know, you ring up and you're quite eager to hear the feedback. And often it's a person who hasn't got a property, doesn't have the same empathy for you, and maybe might not even be the person that showed the property. So they really don't have a lot to offer you. I later found out that agency is one that actually hands out the keys still, and that explained a lot of the, you know, gaps in communication. Yeah, I think that was the biggest nerve-wracking experience for me. And it's been a long experience for many investors, and I thought I could improve that space.
Now, Shannon, this is a quote that stands out to me, and some of our listeners may have heard it already, which is, sales is like dating and property management is like marriage. Can you explain for our listeners what you mean by that?
Yeah, I tried to explain this. It's about long-term relationships, and I think all long-term relationships are based on trust. And property is a long-term hold. We need that honesty, that transparency, communication, and above all, care. And that's what I try and instill in my staff. You know, there's a quote that's one of my favorites, and that's from the late Zig Ziglar. When we help enough people get what they want, we get what we want. And that's our core belief. So investors want smooth, you know, increasing cash flow at fair market price. And tenants want something that's safe and well-maintained and secure for their families to live and enjoy privacy. So when we can deliver that, we've got a successful business with ever-increasing returns.
Do you think sales can be like marriage? Do you think it should be? Do you think maybe we'd be well-versed to look at sales like property management in terms of those constant touch points throughout that and look at it as a marriage?
Definitely. I think the good salespeople do that and, you know, remember anniversaries, but be that trusted advisor so that when it comes time that they get the business again. They have a give to receive mentality, and they do it not transaction based, but they want to serve customers. And when you have that mentality, the dollars and the success of the business look after itself. I think in sales, though, the 80-20 rule, if not 90-10 rule, really is the rule of the day. I think 10 to 20% of the salespeople make 80 to 90% of the monies, and that's because of their the regard they're held in by their customers.
What would you say to those principals that are really trying to look for that synergy between the sales department and the property management department? Does it come down to getting that culture fit to make sure that they can talk to each other? How important is that relationship between the two departments in your traditional real estate businesses, do you think?
The challenge is, if people have come from a sales background and now they're the leaders, they might not have that much leadership experience and or business experience. Anything that's giving you 80% of the business and recession-proofing your business needs attention, needs recognition, and needs acknowledgement. And the principals that get their head around that are going to be more successful, especially in the lean periods. I think property managers, they're less stressful than salespeople. They just, you know, want acknowledgement for the job that they do. And it's not always money. It's just, you know, sometimes it can be, you know, lunches. It can be, you know, doing social occasions. It could be recognising birthdays. It can be, you know, playing sports and things after work to help grow morale. These are things that will stand you in good stead.
And we often hear the 20,000-foot analogies about how someone has succeeded in their real estate business. But here on this podcast, Shannon, we want to take it down to that ground level, to actual moments in time throughout the life cycle of your business where you felt like you were either struggling or succeeding. There will be business owners listening today who will know what it's like in the early stages of starting their own business and what it can be like when sales are hard to come by or managements aren't being signed up as quickly as they'd hoped in those early stages of their business. Can you take us back to when you started Image Property Management? Can you describe what it was like in those early stages? And can you take us to an exact moment when you felt as if you weren't growing as fast as you would like? Is there a story that sticks out in your mind, a particular client or a staff member or something that happened? Take us there with you. Tell us what was going through your mind at that time and what you did to forge forward?
Yeah, I think with my experience, I think I failed in every way first. It felt that way anyway. I probably took over too soon and was a little bit inexperienced. And on top of that, one of my key persons started a new business and used her superior rapport to attract my clients. My cash flows were dropping, my legal bills were rising. Mm. But when I stopped thinking like a victim and took responsibility, I tried to better our business, the systems and the client satisfaction. Everything eventually turned for the better. I remember having to listen to a lot of criticism, a lot before my time even. But in the seed of every complaint, there's something that can always be learned from it and something that can be bettered. And you can just rule a line and not accept that mediocrity anymore. And everything happens for a reason. And for me, my baptism of fire, it definitely made me stronger. I believe everything is cause and effect, and I'm the cause of every one of my effects. And from that day forward, we've been stronger because we're harder on ourselves than our clients ever can be. So that's been how we sort of forged forward. But I remember the day the first referral phone call came in, and after initially thinking that they had the wrong number, I remember thinking perhaps we had turned things around and people were proud to tell others about us. And there is no better way of marketing yourself than that word of mouth referral.
Just take us back to that moment when you did have that staff member leave the office, and what was really going through your mind at that time when that client was leaving, and what was the priority for you right then and there?
From that day on, I always swore that the rapport would be with me as the business owner, not one of my staff. Any staff person perspective come for an interview that says I can bring this amount of managements over, that's the end of the interview for me. If I'm going to do that to other people, I'm going to eventually have it done to myself. But secure that relationship. I try to do 10 calls before 10 a.m. every day to secure that relationship. And it's amazing what comes from those phone calls. It started with something like, "G'day, Shannon Davis, I'm Principal of Image Property Management. What are we doing well and what could we do better?" And they would often tell me about their plans to sell, their plans to buy, their relatives or friends' plans to sell or buy. And it was the best thing to do for the retention and security of my business, but also it would be very profitable from all the referrals that sprung from that phone call as well.
10 calls before 10 a.m. I think that's brilliant. If principals were to take one thing out of this interview, I think that's it, is making 10 calls before 10 a.m. and choosing out a couple of clients, whether they be in your sales department or in your property management department. It doesn't really matter, does it? It really comes down to you as the business owner. The buck stops with you.
I'll have to credit Tom Panos with that one, Josh. I didn't make that one up myself.
No, that's okay. I know Tom's fantastic, and yeah, that's certainly a great takeaway point. Let's take it to the other end of the spectrum, Shannon. Is there anything in particular or a moment in time that has made you feel reassurance that the formula you had in place was the right way to go about growing a real estate business? Is there a story that sticks out in your mind? And just like you took us down there with you to that grand level in that moment in time about what happened with that staff member, is there a moment that sticks out on the other end of the spectrum about how you were succeeding?
When I knew the formula was right, I realised that we were keeping the staff, the training conditions were right, and in turn, my employees started to own the culture and were exceeding client expectations and building it themselves. The culture within grows, and you can see when someone isn't going to make it. You know, as I said before, we have lunch together on a weekly basis. We play sports together. We socialize together. But when I see this culture is bigger than what is just me and my interests, and the others work with you towards a common goal, I think that's when you've started to see that the formula is working. It's not set and forget, though. It needs constant monitoring. You know, it's like spinning plates, as one of my mentors, Jono, said once. You just got to always be spinning plates, and there'll be something that needs your attention at some point. When it becomes bigger than yourself, it's quite a satisfying moment.
When the culture is bigger than you, you know you're onto a good thing. Yeah. I think that's another great point. Shannon, the three biggest challenges every person working in a real estate business faces when marketing their services is either creating awareness of their brand, generating leads, or increasing loyalty and advocacy. Can you give our listeners an overview of your marketing strategies, technologies, and philosophies behind solving these challenges?
Yeah, I think this is an area of improvement for myself. I think my marketing until this point has been quite unsophisticated. It's been mostly word of mouth and existing database, referral properties and vacant properties. But with the vacant properties, you just got to be better at the letting process than your rivals. And there's some systems and technologies that help you with that. I'm currently looking for a marketing solution to help with my branding because I think the bigger we get, the more important this will be. You can't sort of rely on us or more boutique, relationships as you grow to, maybe a small business to a medium-sized business. And I think that's a challenge that we'll be facing going forward.
Can you give our listeners a little bit of an overview of some of the technology that you use to keep in touch with some of your clients from a loyalty and advocacy building point of view? Is there, weekly newsletters? What are some of the things that you do around that?
Keeping in touch is basically being the newsletters, those phone calls. But I think if you're a property management business, just get good at lettings more than anything. A vacant property is vulnerable and that's when they'll leave you. Most people don't want to switch when there's a tenant in. I think when I bought a rent roll myself, I still left the management with a rival company because I didn't want to do the vacate inspection when I hadn't put the person in. And that's, a case in point that people don't want to switch companies. It's a bit like switching bank accounts all the time. There's a lot of rigmarole to it, even though it's easier than they think. But they will switch in a blink of an eye when it's vacant and the money is stopped. So just get good at that.
A vacant property is vulnerable and that's when they'll switch. I think that's something that every listener can take out of that. And I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Shannon, about where emotions are running really high, especially in a property management department. And I think it's the same for when they're selling a property, is when there's no offers coming in, no inspections, the emotions are running high, and that's when the keep in touch points are so important, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, Shannon, thank you so much for your input so far. We're about to hit the fast five, where I'm going to ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with quick answers. But before we do, let's hear our fast fact of the week. This week's interesting fast fact comes from the Real Estate Dynamics Property Management Mystery Shop of 2013. The team at Real Estate Dynamics called over 130 agencies to measure everything from customer service to best practice and selling skills. It found that 86.5% of businesses they spoke to agreed to cut their commission over the phone in that initial discussion. It also found that only one agency asked for a phone number, and it was that same agency which was the only one to follow up on the initial inquiry. It's a frightening report and a wake-up call to business owners to try mystery shopping out themselves, not only on their competitors, but their own office as well. I was lucky to have been a part of the survey and made a few of those calls myself, so I can tell you firsthand it was certainly a sobering experience to be able to report back to those business owners on those results. You need to download this report. Go to www.realestatedynamics.com.au/resources and click on the infographics button. I'm keen to hear your thoughts, and if you've tried mystery shopping out yourself, drop me a line via our website, Facebook, or Twitter. Okay, Shannon, we've reached one of my favourite parts of the show where I ask you five quick questions and get you to fire back some quick answers. Are you ready?
Yep, ready.
All right. So name one person who has been an inspiration to you throughout your career and why.
I'd have to say probably there's a few, but first among them would be Andrew Rees. He's been there and done that before me and been a mentor to me. But his passion, his honesty, his innovation has really helped me get to the next level.
Shannon, what is your favourite thing in the world to do when you're not at the office?
Josh, my wife is English, so I like to take her home, see her family, watch the Gunners. I love Europe, especially when it's cold in Australia. So,
for those of you playing at home, the Gunners are the Arsenal soccer club, aren't they?
That's correct.
So what is your favourite business book that you've ever read and why?
How to Win Friends and Influence People for Sales. And To Think and Grow Rich for Mindset.
I think How to Win Friends and Influence People is, I think, on everyone's to-do list. If they haven't read it already, I know for a fact that a couple of people, it's required reading when they're putting new staff on. So great suggestion. Shannon, what is your favourite technology resource you use daily to help you run a better business?
Yeah, Inspect Real Estate by Andrew Rees probably cuts about 25% of the phone calls at that letting process. And it's what tenants want. It's convenient. It's in their pocket. It's SMS mostly, and it delivers.
Shannon, it's often said that the success of a real estate business is measured by how many properties they sell or how many properties they manage. If you had to choose one thing, just one, that prevents people in real estate from achieving success, however they measure success, what would it be and what would your advice be to overcome that?
Yeah, I think business people need a give to receive mentality. I think some people shouldn't be business owners. They won't take risk. They won't invest into the business. And more importantly, they don't think long-term or get delayed gratification. You have to plant the seed, then harvest the crop. It goes in that order.
And listeners, you can find all the links to those great resources along with all of today's show notes on steps.com.au/Shannon Davis, including all those links to the resources such as Inspect Real Estate and the books that Shannon has suggested as well. So Shannon, I've got one last question for you to leave our listeners with some motivation for the week ahead, something I always like to end on. What is your favourite success quote and why?
Yeah, I think this one's always been my favourite. Your words become your thoughts become your actions become your habits, and your habits become your destiny.
And who wrote that? Can you quote that to anyone?
Oh, now you've stumped me here. I think I'll have to check that out.
I'll have to Google that one and put that link in the show notes for everyone as well. On behalf of our listeners, I'd like to thank you for your time, knowledge and advice today. I know that people will resonate with the content that you've shared. How can people get in touch with you and find out a little bit more about your company?
The best point's probably my mobile. I return calls daily. They can ring me on my mobile and I'll help wherever I can. 0400 179 605.
Shannon, thanks very much.
Thanks, Josh.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you're new to podcasts, don't forget to jump onto the App Store and download the podcast app. Subscribe to the Real Estate Pros podcast and you'll be able to listen on the go. If you like the show, please leave us a review on iTunes. And whether you did or you didn't enjoy today's show, I'd love to get your feedback on how we can improve. Because at the end of the day, this show is all about helping you, the real estate pro. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye for now.